Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Hello.
With Corinne and Cass.
It's got a good ring to it.
Does have a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Always thought it did.
It does.
Oh.
What?
How are you?
I'm fine.
After that ban, that 12-hour ban from fucking TikTok. Let me tell you something about that. I was on my Instagram, and I knew when it was going to happen at midnight. And, like, when I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, so many stories of so many people were like, oh, like, they had the screenshot, the same exact freaking screenshot. Like, okay, I know what the screenshot looks like. Oh, TikTok level. I'm like, so fucking dramatic.
It was dramatic, though.
I mean, I
was upset. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay, you can play devil's advocate, but, like,
I am going to.
Did it not? You know what the...
Because there were a lot of... Wait a minute. There were a lot of whiners on Facebook, and I was like, shut up. You don't understand why people use TikTok.
Facebook is like the boomer generation, just complain about everything.
But there's, understand. That's not entirely true, because there's a lot of people that I went to school with, and those are Gen Xers on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I would say a majority of them, I was like, you really have not a clue about how the world works, do you? Yeah. Like, which makes me think that they're turning into like a boomer generation. Like, please stop. Like, you must understand, right? Like,
no,
why we were upset, not you.
No, I understand why small business owner. I do. Because TikTok has opened up the doors for a lot of people and changed a lot of people's lives. But it also has to be an eye-opening experience to realize, like, you can't put your eggs all in one basket. And
that's
look
true
how
too.
Much power a fucking app has.
Yes, that is true.
It's horrifying.
I just felt like for us, because we've expanded onto TikTok so much, and like we had such a, you know, not, it really wasn't.
Well,
in comparison to other people, it wasn't a large following.
But do you still have that following? Did they delete everything? Okay. So
the algorithm is a little, the algorithm to me is a little off. I don't know. I was going on my page and the Ivory main page, and I'm like, wow, the things that I would scroll through like in, like the For You is like different, and I'm just like, I've never even seen half these people. So the algorithm is off. I don't know if that's gonna help us or hurt us, but whatever. But like, not only for small businesses, but I feel for like, what about like introverts that don't like have the ability to like really talk to people, but like found that outlet on TikTok.
It's true.
Where they were able to like really connect and like make all these followers. Like, why are you like
also friends? People have
like a massive, because they weren't able to talk to people and they felt comfortable enough to go onto TikTok and just put themselves out there. I just think that's like a great thing.
All right,
and
I take it back.
Wow, that was just an easy fold.
No, but like, it was just the thing that annoyed, like, it didn't annoy me, but I was just like, all right, it's fucking banned. Like, there's things you can't control. And everyone was just posting the same shit. And I was just like, oh my
God. Everyone did post the same thing.
And then the next day it was back.
Which was amazing.
And now the president, I think he signed an order to...
It's like 75 days.
Yeah, for like 75 days.
Yeah.
So someone has another 75 days to buy it.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen. Will somebody buy it? It seems like the app is changing, so it seems like those things are already in place where someone is going to buy it. I believe that they said that the CEO doesn't have his CEO status on TikTok anymore under his profile. It just says TikTok now instead of CEO. So
So if the
things are happening behind the curtain.
Oh, 100%. But if the app changes, then is it going to have the same effect and the same, what's that fucking influence on people anymore?
I don't know. People aren't going to be happy with anything. Everyone was crying that the app went down. And then when the app came back up, they were crying that the app was up. So I'm just like, whatever, man. Just live your life. Live your life.
What was planned?
What
were we going to do? What was Ivory and Maine going to do?
I don't know. What?
I turned it off.
Obviously not. My phone's ringing.
And we're just going to let Gianna go.
You're going to hear Gianna walking in the background phone.
Gianna, it's ASMR. What is it? ASMR. Gianna's walking into the background right now and she's going to shut the phone up.
The phone is ringing.
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Now, Gianna. Oh. I'll get it. Corinne's gonna fucking kill her kid. I get it. The mom rage. I get it. I deal with it.
Wait, what if we did like an entire episode in ASMR?
Oh,
would you be able to do it? I don't think it'll last like 10 minutes.
No, because my fucking voice.
I know.
I can't. This is hard for me. All right, now I can swap. No, anyway, so everyone grow the fuck up. TikTok's back for a little bit longer. That's it.
Welcome to our ASMR.
Yeah.
Short ASMR episode.
Wedding season is upon me. It's upon me.
I know.
My first wedding's February 1st.
My God.
It's coming. And then I have February 15th. And then I gave myself off for March.
Nice.
Because March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. So I figure I don't want to work within the lion's wrath.
Okay. I get that.
So it got me to thinking, and there are two church weddings, too, church ceremonies, which people don't get married in a church anymore. Being my dad's a deacon's daughter, girly.
She's a religious lady.
I love church weddings. I think there's just something so beautiful about it. So that got me to thinking, what is your favorite song to hear a bride walk down the aisle to? Ugh. I'm going to start first because I like regular old Canon and D. I walk down to Canon and D. I love Canon and D. There's something so classic and beautiful, but you know what a song
it's
is
very traditional. Yeah, I know what it is.
And they made it, like, I think that they made it into like a Christmas song now. Yeah. Stunning. Can't go wrong with Canon and D. I fucking hate.
Oh God, here we go.
When people walk down. I'm going to say it, and so many of my brides walk down to it, and I'm so sorry.
What?
Christina Perry's A Thousand Years. I'm over it.
Sing it.
I would die every day waiting for you.
I'm not
Shut the fuck up. First of all, I love my husband, but I would not die every day waiting for him, okay? That's number one. Number two, change. Do something different, okay?
I can't disagree with you.
What did you walk down to? You don't remember what you walked down the aisle to?
No, not really.
Was it like an Elvis song?
No, it wasn't an Elvis song. It was, that's tacky.
It's tacky to walk down to a song?
No, it's tacky, that song. But I feel like you should just walk down to whatever you feel comfortable. I think brides are thinking out of the box now. And they're just like.
Brides are thinking way too much out of the box. I feel like brides are thinking so much out of the box.
You think it's too much?
No, 100%. People are like, I want to do something different. Like, why? Like, what? Like, do. People want to make their weddings like a show.
I'm like literally trying to think of the song in my head and singing it. Text and I can hear it and I can't.
So hum it.
I can't because you were just singing that song.
Was it a commercial song and they just like slowed it down?
It's the song. I literally am drawing the craziest blank and you know I'm a music lover. It's the song from the Bridget Jones Diary at the end with the guy
I never
sings
seen
it.
That show. Movie.
It's not a show. It's a movie.
I've never seen it. I don't, you know me. I don't do that show.
Oh my God.
I had a groom. Request this, a bride apart. They walked down to the Jurassic Park theme song, but a classical version. It was actually fucking beautiful. Maybe it was so stunning. It really was. It turned out so good. And at first, when I read it and they went over it, like I remember having the call with them and I looked up at the screen and she's like, no, it's fine. I listened to it and it's actually really beautiful. And I made them play it for me. I was like, okay, I approve. Approve. Because I would tell them if I didn't approve it.
Hold on. I'm.
All right, this is going to bother Corinne, so she has to look down.
I do have to look it down. Look it up.
Gianna, what's your favorite song to hear a bride walk down?
Someone Like You.
Never mind, Adele?
No. Oh, no, that's not the song. No, the old song.
No, it's fucking not.
I'm going to play it. Hold on, I'm going to play it for you.
And it was not.
Because that's the normal thing to do.
An instrumental piece? It was like the actual song.
Van Morrison, Someone Like You.
I fucking love Van Morrison.
Yeah, so that's the song that we sang, that we went down to. I can't listen to it because we're recording.
No, I
know. Maybe Gianna could play it on her song for everyone. So that's the song that we walked down to. Yeah. And then we left. I wanted a party song to like leave. So we left to.
Of course you did. They all fucking do.
Of course we did. But I was like, I feel like I don't even remember hearing the music. The thing is, though, they did not play the Van Morrison version of when I was walking down. And I was very upset.
Did you tell them you wanted to?
No, because it was. I couldn't.
You should have told them. No, you should have told them that's what you wanted.
No, I told. Well, it was on the paper.
Oh.
And I said that I wanted the original version.
That's a blunder.
And it was like some band version, like an imposter. And I was like. And I remember as soon as I heard it, I go, this isn't the song.
Oh, that's my biggest fear.
And I was like, oh.
To be honest, my biggest fear.
I can't believe I couldn't remember the name of that.
Yeah, you're weird.
I'm telling you, it's just it's the brain fog. Mm. It's so a real thing.
So Van Morrison, Someone Like You.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Is that your favorite song to listen, like, to hear? Like,
no, I just think it's a really pretty song. And
what was your recessional song?
Oh, the Beyonce song.
EXO?
No.
If you like, you should put a ring on it. Single Ladies?
Actually.
Can you imagine?
It should have been that because it was so long.
Two husband and wife, and it's like, oh, Single Ladies.
It should have been that one. The On Top song.
Oh, baby, you. Yeah. You're the one I want. Yes, I love that song. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
My biggest fear is that, because listen, at the end of the day, as a wedding coordinator, I can't promise that shit's not going to happen on your wedding day. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I can promise I can take care of it. But stuff like that, like in the moment, you know what I mean? Like,
I remember my face when it happened, when I heard the song, and I was like,
see, what I would have done if I was there that day, like, well, it would have been a little awkward. I would have ran to him, like, that's not the version. And then it would have been, like, a little pause. But at the end of the day, like, do you want that pause? I would just keep going.
No, because now my video is that weird version of it.
Oh, I never knew this. You pissed off about that?
I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
What are, speaking of that, like, so during my consultation calls, I always say, listen, I can't promise that shit's not going to happen on your wedding, but I can promise I could fix it, right?
Yes.
And if I can't fix it, we'll handle it.
Yeah.
What are some unrealistic wedding expectations that, as an Ivory Main bridal stylist, that you've been asked to fulfill? I want to start.
Okay.
Okay. When I used to work here, it used to be, I want a fitted gown, but I don't want to show my stomach. And I was just like,
that's like the biggest thing. The biggest thing. Everyone says that.
So then what do you want?
Well, not a fitted then.
Yeah.
You want more, maybe a sheath dress. But then they're like, oh, I don't want to show my curves. But the thing is, here's the thing. If you have...
Well, then wear a paper bag.
Well,
and put your arms through.
You don't have to wear a paper bag, but you have to be a little bit more open-minded. Like, if you don't want to show your hips,
yeah,
but you're hippie, okay, I'm not going to put on any slim dress at all and think that my hips aren't going to show. Right. We're not magicians. You're just putting, like, the dress on your body, and that dress is going to lay wherever you lay. So, like, girls have come in, and they're like, this dress is really, like, showing my hips a lot. And I'm like, okay, but there's no crinoline in this dress. That's your body.
Yeah.
So you have to, that, like, understand. Is your anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you need to realize that, like yeah. I don't go into stores being like, oh my God, my hips look huge in these pants, but well, my hips are kind of huge.
Yeah.
So they're going to look big.
Right.
Like, no matter because what I do.
People also, I think that people that, like, they look at Pinterest and they see a really pretty dress and like, oh, I want that dress.
Unrealistic.
But it's not, like, it's going to look different on you.
Yeah, these girls are fit models. Right. They're like, yes. they're usually like a size
a fucking 2. Fit model is.
Because a fit model has perfect measurements.
But not even that, but you could be a plus size fit model where you're the perfect, so.
So it's perfect measurements, basically. Right. Completely proportionate.
Right.
Hip, bust, waist, hip, proportionate measurements.
We say most fit, people it's are not like that. Fit. Like, oh, you're perfectly.
Oh, yeah. It's not like you're in shape fit. It's like you are.
A higher model to fit into something the way they want it to look like.
Everything has to be made proportionally. Yes. Whether it's a top or a bottom or a dress or whatever it is. So everything is made to measurements.
Yeah.
That's why a common misconception when people come in is they're like, why are you getting me a size, I don't know, 28?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, okay, but your waist fits the 28. Yes, yeah, so it's going to be too big on my bust.
Of course it is.
Yes, but proportionately, they had to make the dress bust, waist, hip.
Right.
So it has to fit the largest part of your body.
Yes, and that's why we have alterations.
Yes, but they think, oh no, we've had mothers stand in the front and say, you're doing this to charge more money. No, I'm not. I don't want your money like that. I want the dress to fit you properly. I'll go down in size. I'll knock yourself out. We'll all order the size you want. When it doesn't fit, when it comes in, I don't know.
That's why we make you sign a piece of paper that says, we told you to order a size 22, but you want us to order a size 18 because we hurt your ego. So you're going to sign this piece of paper saying that we made you do that. And then I remember that. You still do that, obviously, right?
Heck yeah. Because there's certain things that we put into place on the contract because of things that have happened in the past. Yes. And I'm like, I'm covering my bases.
Yes.
So I don't know if other stores do it, but the size is a big thing.
Yes.
If your mother purchases the gown, that's a big thing. Yeah. Because we had a mom dispute that once, saying that she never came to the store. She didn't purchase the gown and she tried to dispute it on her credit card.
That's serial killer bullshit.
Sketchy.
So what did you do?
I sent the picture to the bank showing them celebrating in my store.
Not only were they here, but they were drinking that some dispute. Fucking champagne.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Bitches be fucking.
Yeah. She's like, I never purchased a wedding gown.
That's no, that's actually scary. And
that's fraud, by the way.
And this is a grown woman.
A grown ass woman.
That's scary.
So now, as a mom, I could when never your mom purchases the dress, or your dad or whoever purchases the dress for you, if it's not you, it has to go in that thing. It has to, they sign it. That also makes the dress now, if we, because we've had this happen in the past too, where now the, okay, the bride buys a dress, the mom, the mother-in-law buys her the dress, or the sister-in-law, or the friend. Now the wedding's off. Who does the dress belong to?
Yeah.
Does it belong to the bride? Yeah. Or does it belong to the person that purchased the gown?
Well, it was a gift.
Technically, that's the gray area. It is a gift.
That's like if you break up in an engagement.
Yeah.
Do you have to give the ring back? I read something that if it was given on a holiday, it's a gift. Like, legally, it's a gift. So we have to look that up. Gianna, look up
by law. Get on that, Robin.
Robin, look up by law. If an engagement is broken off, do you have to give the ring back?
We've actually had to get our attorney involved in this a couple times because of the legalities involved. Like,
shit
when
happens.
The bride comes in, what happens when, let's, okay, hypothetically, we're saying the mother-in-law comes in and she's like, I want the dress that I bought for the bride. Do we release the dress to her? What happens in this case? So there's legalities. There's things involved.
That's tough.
Or does the bride come in and say, I want my dress? We've had people come in.
I'm sure that
asking, what was the one thing? What dress did the bride buy? She won't tell anybody. That's so I can pour you a whole big pot of tea right now.
Wait, pour the thirsty. Also, I'm fucking cold. Can we put the heat on in here?
It is on.
Why the fuck is it nine? Like, why is it negative 9 degrees?
It's 2 degrees outside.
Okay. Well, can we like start a fire?
Yeah. Well, no.
Gianna, give me a match.
Don't
I'll
talk
like
about
a light
fires here. Don't do that. We're not laughing at the fire.
No, we're
laughing
not.
At
no, please. We're gonna get something.
My eyes are tearing like crazy.
We're gonna get shit for that.
We're gonna get what?
Shit for that, probably. Well. I'm fucking hot. I'm cold. I'm really cold. I can't. My thyroid, please. Can we turn it up a notch?
We can put the heater over
Wait,
here.
This was a good conversation. You're going to pour the tea in a minute, but Gianna, did you find out about that engagement ring? Yes. Say it. Go ahead.
It says whether you have to give back an engagement ring after a broken engagement depends on the laws in your state.
Oh.
In most states, the ring is considered a conditional gift, meaning it's returned to the giver if the couple doesn't get married. However, in some states, consider the ring an unconditional gift, meaning the receiver keeps it. So it really just depends on the state.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
If it was an unconditional gift and you get to keep it and I broke off an engagement, I would pull on that motherfucking shit and I would take the girlies to Bahamar. Down in the Bahamas.
In New York, you must return the engagement ring.
Ooh.
It's considered a conditional gift.
Even.
That's right. That's why we live here in New York. What? Not what about me. The bridal dress? Look that up. See what it says.
Yeah, but there's so many.
I'm curious so because we've had this happen a couple times. And I've literally gotten on the phone and been like, listen, you're putting us in a very awkward position. Yes. You guys really need to kind of duke this out with each other and then come to me. Because I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had to call the attorney. And then a couple times we dodged it where the bride was just like, or they're like, give it to her. Or the bride is like, just give it to them. I don't care.
Yeah, but do you get that in writing? Because that could come up.
Yes. Yeah, we have it in emails.
You are generally not legally obligated to return the dress to her, as it's considered a gift to you as the bride.
But yet the ring. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Yeah, but who makes these rules?
I don't know.
Is God like who's doing it? Right?
The courts.
It's the courts. Yeah, but like there's so many.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can fight that. Yeah. Every situation is literally different.
Mm-hmm. Every situation is different.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, really hard. So yeah. So you want to talk about that other?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So we've had it a couple times where people have come in and been like, what dress did the bride buy? I'm her friend some lady called one time and was like, I'm a friend of the bride's mom.
Okay.
I'm a friend of the bride's mom.
Yeah.
Probably bullshit.
Yeah.
100%. Probably like the mother-in-law. Like who
or
knows?
The ex.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. The ex-girlfriend, whatever. Ex-fiance.
You see.
Can you tell me what dress the bride bought? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And they're like, well, I want to put a gift card towards it. I was like, well, she already bought her dress. So she's like, well, how do I do that? I go, well, then you can just mail her a gift card of your own, like a Visa gift card. She's like, well, I don't understand why you can't tell me.
Oh, so and I'm she's like, lying and she's getting mad because she's.
She's getting like, yeah. So now I'm like, I can't give you that information. I can tell you that she bought. And that's all I can say.
Yeah.
And they get snippy with us.
Oh, I bet.
Let me tell you something. I don't care whenever you come in here, if you're the mother, the father, the mother, the groom. I don't care who you are. Pope. The only side that I will ever take is the bride's side.
Always. Bride.
Always.
Yeah.
I will never stand with you. We cannot.
100%.
The bride comes in here. You know, I didn't want anyone to know. Only a couple people knew that I switched my dress. Remember?
Yes.
I never told anybody. So mm-hmm. everyone thought that I had the other dress mm-hmm. and then I walked down the aisle. I would have been furious.
Yeah.
If that would have leaked by somebody else. I would have been literally livid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how dare you?
Right. That, always this the is bride
her day.
Side.
Let
always
her have her day.
Sides. I always on the bride side. Same here. Always.
Or like, let me see it so I can try it on.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's so creepy.
People are crazy. It never used to be like that, too.
You got to keep up with the, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Do we have any other tea, Jim? I have lots, but I have to be, like, reminded of things.
Yeah.
About like, those situations?
Any kind of situation like that.
What about the grandmother that called and said that she wanted to bake a cake and put a picture of the bride's dress on it?
Oh.
And she needed all of the address.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. She needed all the information. A grandmother called and she wanted to bake a cake and put a picture of the dress on it. How to have a picture of the dress on it. But we were like, okay, well, listen, this could be true. She could have. What's happening?
I'm trying to yawn, but I can't.
You reminded me of that movie when she's like trying to yawn and she's like trying to hold it back and she's like, are you having a stroke?
Can somebody get you a blanket?
I can get you a blanket.
Oh, or how about put the heat up?
Jenna, can you turn the heat on?
No,
put the heat up. No, but put it to like 70.
I'm sorry, Jenna, I can't get it.
I can't get up
because I'm in the seat.
Hold on.
Are you really gonna wear that like that?
Yes, I'm fucking cold.
You're going to be hot in a second.
No, I'm not going to be hot in a second because it's fucking freezing in here. And I have an autoimmune disorder. I do. I have Hashimoto's. Did you not know that?
Paul has Hashimoto's. Okay, we're back. And Cassidy is snuggled up like a bug in a rug or a caterpillar.
Yeah, but this looks fine. I look
couldn't
cute.
Think of a good rhyme for caterpillar. Maybe Cassidy has one.
It's fucking freezing. Snug as a bug in a rug.
I said snug as a bug in a rug.
Oh, very very hungry. Are you calling me fat? Very hungry caterpillar? Okay, anyway.
Who's
anyway. Seamless dresses with zero seams. I saw Samantha Stitches on Samantha. Instagram. What do you call it?
Atelier.
Our atelier manager, right? Head seamstress, head bitch in charge.
The director in charge.
Head seamstress, ate the hisses, okay? She posted on her Instagram story that she did a really good story of celebrities on like the red carpet, and she pointed out their seams.
Oh,
like not all dresses are fucking purple. Like it was like Ariana Grande and like I think Kylie Jenner, and she's like, see, dresses can have seams in it. Like, you know, when you have like a I see it all the time. I see it almost every weekend when I'm in like the height of wedding season. When you like steam a dress and you do, and like, you know, Sam.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's a wrinkle in, not a wrinkle, it's like a seam. Like a movement.
Yeah.
Like it's not a seam. It's like it's basically movement. It's like a fabric.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to say wrinkle.
It's not going like to be completely fucking perfect on you.
These dresses are not made of cement.
No.
Like they have to have movement. They're going to move with your body. Yeah. And again, we are not completely, but you see it on the red carpet. These girls are wearing like Christian Dior, Givenchy. Yeah. Like they're wearing these amazing dresses and you still see that.
No.
So we need to be a little more realistic.
But,
I mean, I don't really have any tea on that. I've had girls where they're like, I can't wear this dress because I can't. This is like too much. And I'm like, okay, but like this is the way it's been.
I know.
It didn't change.
No, I know.
You're just seeing it more. But then there's other girls that are just like, I get it. The girls who get it. And the girls who don't.
The girls who get it, we love you.
Yeah.
Plunge without showing any cleavage.
I don't even know if I want to talk about that.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because lately, a lot of girls are coming in going...
Is this upsetting you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand where that's coming from. I don't know who's telling you... Okay. If you want to be modest, you cannot get a sweetheart neckline.
No.
You cannot get a plunge. You cannot get a V-neck.
Or you can, and you can wear a topper over it.
Yeah, okay,
like my beautiful bride is doing.
But yes, yes, that's, but we're just talking about straight dresses. Okay. I'm not talking about accentuating.
Okay, calm down.
It's, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you can't come in and then say, oh my God, this is my dream dress. And then you come in for your alteration and you go, oh, I don't want to see my boob. You literally bought a sweetheart. Where did you think your breasts were going to go?
And if you got tits, you got tits.
I have to tell you, it doesn't matter what the stylist does. Your boobs were still there on the appointment day.
Right.
Unless you tucked those bitches down, they were still there. And you had, the dress is the dress, no matter what. These dresses are not like, they're not sheets. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Like, we're clipping them on you.
I get it.
We've clipped size 0. The girl can see her figure. We've clipped size 34s. Like, it just, if you don't want to show your boob, stop buying dresses that have sweetheart necklines, V-neck necklines, plunge necklines.
Yeah, get a higher.
Yeah, do square necklines. Do do like a boat neck. Like I don't know. There's all different.
Boat necks are coming back. I feel like
mine was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
you
it
had
was.
A full on up there.
Mine came like this.
Oh yes, it
came
did.
Straight across.
My tits were out. My yitties were yittying.
Which is crazy because inside, I had the sweetheart.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of.
Your tit tat showing.
Oh, they hate that. Not like those Facebook cranks will be watching this anyway.
Wait. Let's talk about slits in a dress.
I love a good slit. You don't like slits?
No.
Why?
Why'd you look up like that, Gianna?
Gianna's insulted.
I said that, Gianna's like, why? You like slits?
I don't have like a preference on them. Like, they're there.
Wait. Why do you not like slits? I need thumb holes. Why do you not like slits?
Because you're cold too. Is there another blanket?
No, I'm fine.
Look at these conditions I have to work in.
I know. It's a nightmare.
I don't know.
It must be a nightmare
for
you.
I'm not like a slit person. I feel like it could go. I've seen some crazy ass slits. How is that comfortable?
Well, I don't want to see. I don't want anyone to see my lady cakes.
No, but like when you.
What?
I love when you call lady cakes.
That's what they are.
I see some that are like, I don't understand how it's comfortable. I wouldn't understand how it's like up to like no, like up, but like when you dance and stuff, like how
well,
can that?
Okay, so my dress for Sam Sweet 16 had a slit, and it was like, it was so pretty, and I really liked it. It was very comfortable. It was comfortable to walk in. It was
that
comfortable
velvet dress?
To move in. Yeah, it was so nice. You can borrow that, I'm sure.
No, because I don't see. Oh,
you don't like fitted.
I don't like fitted, and I admit I don't like fitted. I don't like fit. I feel like they don't look
great on
me.
It depends on the dress. This dress, there's a trick to wearing fitted if you're plus size. And I just don't care anymore. And I thought it looked good in it.
No, you looked beautiful
Thank
in
you.
It.
Thank you. But I'm saying, like, I didn't care if someone said you didn't look good in that dress. I don't care.
No.
I loved that dress. I thought it was really pretty.
Yeah.
So what I did, again, I got the dress in the size to match my hip so it wouldn't
biggest, like
tug
biggest,
at my like belly because I have the apron belly. Mm-hmm. So, or what I like to refer to as my butt belly. So.
A butt belly.
Facts. So I bought the dress in a size, like it was huge. Like the top was so big on me because my top is so
Who
much smaller.
Who made that
smaller.
Dress?
Sydney's Closet. It's just like a regular velvet.
I love Sydney's Closet.
Sweetheart neckline.
Yeah.
And they had the slit. And I was like, this is so comfortable. And and then Sam just altered the top for me.
Okay.
To fit. And then it didn't hug at my belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ways to do things.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I love Sydney's Closet.
You have to trust your stylist. Well,
no, I know that.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
People out there in styling world.
And then, which brings me to my next thing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Pinterest and all that shit, it's like, I don't know. It kind of... It helps things, but it also kind of ruins things too. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it paints an unrealistic picture of like what this dress is going to be like. It's the same way people. Okay, it's no different than when you go online and you're like, oh, I want to buy this dress. It looks so beautiful, blah blah. And then it's like a Shein dress or whatever. And then you get it and you're like,
don't upset Gianna.
Look anything
there.
Like the picture?
Shitting on Shein.
Gianna, like, threw out a lot of her Shein
You threw out your Shein shit? I got one shirt from Shein, and it was fucking... I'm sorry. I don't know how people can shop there.
I think Shein's, like, a hit or miss thing.
No. It can't... It's... The quality is absolute
shit,
But
you bought stuff from that other one, didn't you? What was it?
Oh, with like the little peach thing?
No, didn't you buy one from their other? It is a Curve, something Curve. I bought stuff from there too. I bought like sweatpants, like things like that Curve. From there.
Oh, what is it called?
I can't remember.
No, it was an app. No. It's an app, but that was fine.
It's the same as Shein.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Girl, why would I lie to you?
Fast fashion, right?
Yes.
I can't stand that. I can't. I love you, John, but I can't. You know, but you don't shop there anymore, right? You've elevated your style.
Not to
shit all over the Shein girlies out there, but like,
listen, if you want things, it's not going to last forever. So if you want something quick that you're wearing like for the summer and you're going to throw it out after that because it's just going to get messed up, then it's fine.
My babysitter's texting me. Please hold.
Oh, please hold.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Corinne.
It's fine. Who am I?
Anyway, she's fine. Scarlett's fine. If anyone
Scar,
wants
Scar.
To know. Crazy bitch is fine.
I mean, kids are funny.
Corinne.
What?
Walk me through your morning routine.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is
because when I FaceTimed Corinne this morning, literally.
Wait, I have a picture. I'm putting it in the pod. Yes. In the YouTube.
I FaceTimed her. I was, first of all, it's like dinner time for me because my child woke up early.
Yeah.
And me and Corinne were both in our towelettes. Wait, walk me through. I want to know your morning routine. What time do you wake up?
Okay, so I wake up at 6 a.m.
every day.
Basically.
Alarm or your body just wakes up?
No, my body just wakes up. Usually it's like between like, sometimes I set an alarm because I feel like it throws me off if I don't.
Okay.
I wake up at 6 a.m. I go on my phone for like an hour maybe.
As you're laying there, you're just like, all right, let me grab my phone.
Like I go to the bathroom, take a pee, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then I get back on my bed. I like huddle up with my, not at 6 a.m. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, go ahead. I'll do my morning routine. Okay. Next.
So then I get back in my bed because now I'm going to like play on my phone. I get under like this big blanket and I'm just on my phone for like a good like hour, maybe an hour and a half. Then I become sleepy again usually. So I take a little mid-morning nap.
That must be nice.
It's awesome. So sometimes I get up, but I don't get up. Like, I'll like, do work or whatever because then I can't fall asleep. But most times I get a little sleepy.
So you take a mid-morning nap.
Yeah, I take a little nap because I cannot take naps later on. No, so I take neither. A little nappy. And then I usually wake up between around like 9 again.
Oh, so you...
9:30-ish.
So your ass is up and at 'em at 9 a.m.
By 9:30, I get up again. Now I'm groggy because I slept for like a freaking... Took like an hour and a half nap. Yeah. Then I go back into my bathroom. I put my... my robe I put in my towel warmer. If you're not doing this, you're missing out. First of all.
No, wait, please. Do you have a towel warmer in your bathroom?
Yes. I got it from like Amazon. Don't you have a towel warmer in your bathroom? Do you have a robe?
No.
Okay, we'll get one. I'm going to get you one for your
birthday. I turned my towel warmer on.
It's literally a button. A lot of people have towel warmers.
I place my linens in the towel warmer.
I hate you. I literally do not like you at all.
Up. No, I don't have a...
Everything I do, you're like, that's so bougie.
No, it's just like, do you have a fucking towel warmer?
Yes. There's one in each bathroom because they're freaking amazing. You're so missing out. Okay, when the kids were little, they would go in the pool. Sydney and Sam will both attest to this because Aunt Corinne used to give them toasty warm towels, is what they called it.
Did you do that for for John as a baby? No, fuck the baby. Should we do it now that we're older?
No, I did it when they used to come out of bed in the pool.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
$89.99.
So when the kids were little, I would put the pool towels in the dryer. I did it one time and then because they needed to dry because they went in the pool prior to that. And then they came out and the kids loved it, the fact that the towel was warm and they came out of the pool and had a toasty warm towel. All right, so it became like
a thing. Do you have a bidet? Do you have a moat around your house in Oakdale? That like a fucking one of those things come down and like the Shire. Huh, welcome to... Welcome to Corporate. Like, are you all right? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else is your morning routine?
No, I'm done. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Go ahead. Tell us, please.
So then I take my shower in my giant shower.
Yeah, in her
no.
jacuzzi.
It's just a regular shower. Okay. It's a square-ish.
Okay.
And then I take my shower, do my thing, and then I come out. I dry off with a regular towel, and then as soon as my towel... I'm dry. I take my robe out of the towel warmer, and I put it on, and I sit in my makeup chair, and I do my makeup.
In your makeup room. Tell everyone, in her makeup room.
No, it's in my bathroom.
I thought you had a makeup room.
No, I don't have that. I have a big built-in, there's a sink on the left side, a corner vanity that's like built-in with cabinets, and then the
you
sink
have to take a
right.
picture of it, and when we do, okay. when we show this, you can do
I'll
that.
Do that. I'll take a picture of
and
it.
And then I'll take clean. A picture of my tiny bathroom.
No, first of all, that's bull. Your beautiful. Your bathroom's beautiful.
My tiniest bathroom.
I've seen you in there.
Anyway, I'm going to show you. She has. I'm going to be FaceTiming as I'm on the toilet. I don't give a shit who you are.
Well, with certain people, I'm like, whatever. Every time me and Sam get on the phone, I have to take a pee. I swear to God. Every single time.
I FaceTime people on the toilet all the time. If I'm very close to a broad, I will FaceTime them on the toilet. Like, hey, I'm on the toilet. And they're like, okay, guys. Like, they're just like, all right, whatever. Like, okay. Keep it moving. Like, we don't expect anything less.
I did the Newsday interview on the toilet.
Yeah. That's right, she did. Sometimes when I'm on, if I'm on the phone with somebody that I like, it's weird to be, I like hold my pee in so they don't hear the pee stream.
Yes, me too. So why don't you just hit mute?
No, because it's like obvious. So I just have to stop. It'd be like, okay.
Okay, so let me tell you something. I found this out today. If you're wearing your AirPods, they can't hear anything. I blow dried my hair today while me and Sam were talking on the phone. She couldn't even hear the blow dryer.
Yeah, but how can you hear her?
I can hear her fine. It mutes out any outside noise. It only takes your voice.
You always have your AirPods on.
Hell yeah.
Does anyone else do that? Like pee on the toilet and like hold it in? Like,
yeah, me. I do that. I've done it.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, the best was the Newsday article. I've never done that in my life. I thought it was somebody else. That wasn't fair.
Corinne couldn't flush, so she was like,
so I'm stuck there.
She's
like, I don't want to wipe. I don't want to do anything. I don't know what to do.
Just chilling with like a dirty ass.
I couldn't even turn my bidet on.
Do you ring a bell and someone like shows up with like a tea?
Yeah, every day, Jana.
Wait, now that I'm listening to your morning routine, I feel like I am a very hectic person.
But I don't have
my morning routine.
Cass, I don't have a baby. I don't have a 3-year-old. I have a Gianna and a Sid and a Sam.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I can't wait till I have a Gianna, Sid and a Sam because like...
It's not easier, by the way. We talked about this last time. It's not easier when you have teenagers.
No,
it just becomes bigger issues.
No, bigger.
Bigger messes.
Bigger messes. No, I understand that. But like...
They are funnier though.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's you can sit down and, like, have, like, these full-on conversations. Like, okay. Sid is kind of, like, the comedian of the household, I feel like. Do you disagree with that? It depends on her mood, but she's, like, the kooky one.
Yeah.
She's 100%, like, in her, which I feel like she, like, Scarlett's might be like
Scarlett's
that.
Scarlett's crazy.
She but may like, kook. But you're kind of a kook.
Kind of?
Yeah. I was trying to be nice.
You know, it's so funny because I'll be telling husband story. Rob will come home and I'll tell him something that she did today. And he's just like, yeah, okay. He's like, well, he's like, Cass, he's like, look who's with her all day, 24/7. I'm like, you're right. And like, I'll tell my friends stories and they're like not phased. They're like, okay, like, look who's right. Like, she's nuts. But
yeah,
you know, I get it because I'm kind of crazy too. Like, she's all like from the
By
minute
way,
she opens up her.
Anyway.
GS, Lady Gianna bought Lady Corinne.
My God, there's like no sugar in here.
Go to hell.
Maybe you didn't stir it.
But like the minute Scarlett wakes up in the morning, she doesn't shut the fuck up. And she's go, go, go. But that's me. Like now that my morning routine is, the minute I wake up, I jump out of bed. I don't even give myself a minute. I just get up because I get up. I go put my contacts in.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth immediately. I do not wait. The first thing I do before I even take my morning pee is I brush my teeth immediately. I have a problem.
I take water.
No, I have an issue with brushing my teeth. Like, I brush my teeth more than twice a day. I brush my teeth, I put my contact lenses in, I put a bra on immediately.
Have you ever got tested for, like, OCD?
No, but I should.
You think?
What makes I should. It's like a race against the clock because I value my morning. What I used to do during the summer and springtime, I used to go on Rob calls on my mantras. But I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks anymore because I have an iced coffee maker at home now.
Now who's bougie?
No, 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 no. It's like fucking Keurig on Amazon. $89. Santa Claus got me, okay? I go downstairs. I make my iced coffee. I crawl back into bed, but I don't go to bed. I like sit up in my bed. I put on News 12 because I love News 12. I love it so much. Erin Colton, I love you. And
she's great.
Scarlett will get up, and I like to start my own day. I don't like her to start my day. Like, I need to start my own day.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you buy the coffee maker, or did Rob buy the coffee maker?
My mother did. Santa Claus.
Oh, it was a gift. Okay. Because as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's not really me that's bougie. It's my husband.
My husband is bougie, too.
Because I didn't buy the bidet. Paul did.
Rob bought a bidet. And
I did not buy the fancy, fancy coffee maker. Paul did.
Rob is I think Paul and Rob are very, like, they're bougie like
they're
that.
They're bougie.
Rob is a bougie boy. Rob has bougie cars. Yes. Like, yes, he has a bougie car. Always. Always has ordering him shit from, like, Instagram on a boutique, like, boutique clothes and shit like that. Like,
yeah, Paul's really into his clothes.
Yeah, he's a bougie-ass boy.
Yeah. It's funny because you wouldn't know, but, like, he likes his toys.
Yes.
Meaning motorbikes.
Oh, does he? Sorry.
My daughter's here. Thank God she's 19.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know.
Oh, morning routines.
Yeah, morning routines. Warmer. But I was just saying that I really think that Paul is more bougie than I am. I think that he made me bougier.
Yeah.
Because Paul came 100%. From a very different upbringing than I did. And I did not know, like, I did not realize, like, how to, not, I can spend money, but I was always afraid because I didn't come from that.
Feel like that's exactly with me. Like, I, very different upbringing from my husband.
Very different. And I'm not saying that Paul didn't grow up, like, super, like,
right.
You know, like, whatever. But, like,
it was just different.
He always had what he needed. We had what we needed, too, but his mom always gave them everything that they wanted. So, for me, it was not like that. Like, we started school as kids, and my mom was like, you're getting 3 outfits. And if that.
I was one of 5.
Yeah, there's, exactly.
And my parents were, everything my parents do, they do for their children. We had everything we need and everything we wanted. Like, everything we needed. And some things we wanted, but, like, I wasn't allowed to get a cell phone until I could fucking pay for it.
Well, they didn't even have that. Like, my cell phone, I think I was 19 when I got my first one, so I got it.
I was 18. I couldn't. And my dad's like, I just.
Maybe 20.
That's it, you know?
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane. Wow. In high school, I was like, I loved playing
softball. I think my dad bought me a beeper, though.
A beeper? She doesn't even know what a beeper is. Do you know what a beeper is, bitch?
143. She knows what a beeper is.
No, look at her. She had to think. No. She had to think about it. She's like, okay.
143.
I used to write boobs on the calculator.
Me too. An asshole upside down. Boobless was a big one as well.
Boobless?
Yeah. Because you could do the L was the 7.
Oh, no.
The E was boobs. The 3. And then the 5s were the S's.
Oh, wow.
My God. Can you see it? Like, is it running down my face?
What are you doing?
My eye's tearing like crazy. Whatever, man. Let's all sip our drinks now.
And I had a Red Bull.
And with her bougie Stanley.
I love it, Stanley. Anyway. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Corinne, what do you like better, TikTok or Instagram?
Oh, God. So, okay. I like TikTok better because the people are nicer.
Yeah.
And I
bless
like...
you.
God bless you.
But shut the fuck up. We're recording.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
But shut up. But I do like our Instagram brides. We have more brides on Instagram, but we have more followers on TikTok. And it's, like, more people that are, like, coming up. Like, we have everyone from Gen Z, like, young kids that follow us on TikTok, up to, like, whoever. But on Instagram, it's mostly, like, it's mostly millennials.
Like mine. Like me. Like
my
age, people that are actually getting married.
Yes. So, but the people on Instagram, they're, like, they're so, like, out of touch with reality with the things that they say. So if we post a video of, let's say, me and Gianna.
Yeah.
They don't realize that we're two separate people. And they're like, the second one makes you look so much thinner. I'm like, okay, we're two different people.
Because it's people commenting from Facebook. Isn't it connected to Facebook?
Yes.
And you get that old Facebook, fucking idiots. Yes. Like, they're just idiots.
And if it goes to, as soon as it goes to Facebook, it's, like, all downhill from there.
Yeah.
So it could literally be me... Mia, so we posted a prom video of Gianna, Mia, and Sydney.
Yeah.
They're three completely different people.
They don't even look like each other.
Yeah. I mean, Sid and Gianna resemble each other. People always were like, are you guys sister related? Like, you guys look like each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're different people. How can you not see that?
We're so fucking stupid.
They're like, oh my God, that dress, you should pick the second one. It looks so much better on you. Well, it looked
And, like, don't you want to, like, rage message them back? But it's not even worth it.
Sometimes- I'm terrible. Sometimes I do. Like, yesterday, this girl goes, what did she say, Gianna? She said, I wouldn't spend money on the dress. I would spend money on getting my fupa removed. And I was like, I kind of like my fupa.
So don't you want to write back?
Like, thank you.
Don't you want to write back, like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Too. But I don't want to do that because I don't want people to.
I've said some questionable things. And Gia, like 2 weeks ago, Gia went on like a rant. She said she was in an angry mood. So let me tell you, if anybody is in a mood and they need to let out aggression, I will give you the Instagram and you can just go have at it at these nasty people.
Wait, Gia went off?
Yeah. Gia was like going after people on Instagram. Yeah.
And that's so crazy.
But it's Gia's the mean like an people. Angel. They're legitimately mean
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but like, they're also, not.
These aren't so like normal people.
No, yeah.
And they're always insecure. I have to tell you, it's very sad. A lot of them are churchgoers, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you can't really.
They're not churchgoers.
Well, they say they are.
Yeah, please. They're disgusting.
Yeah. It's like Babs from like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barbara Ann.
From the backwoods of God knows where in the middle of nothing.
Carol Ann Marie.
Please.
Anyway, sick and tired. I am, want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
I am, this week, I am, I'm tired of, I'm going to go back to the TikTok thing. I'm tired of people talking about it.
Well, it's over.
No, but it's not over because it's still, it's going to happen. It's going to keep going. Because 75 days from now, like, what the fuck's going to happen? You know what I mean? Then I have to hear it again.
I don't know.
Like, I'm tired of, I feel like I am tired of being addicted to my phone. I am addicted to my phone. I don't like how I scroll through it all the time. What happened?
Put a lock on that bitch.
No, because that's not, because I'm just tired. I feel like I just sit and scroll and I feel like I'm doing an injustice to my child and I get like insane mom guilt.
Oh.
I know. It's crazy.
But this is the world we live in.
I know it's the world we live in, but it's not right.
You don't have to make time. Listen, you're a very scheduled person anyway. So make a schedule for downtime that you're like, this is my time to go on my phone.
That's not a bad idea.
Because you can actually regulate it through the apps now, too, I believe.
I know, but then, like, you could always dismiss that and shut it off, you know?
Yeah, but try to do it. It's just like anything else. It's like exercise, eating right. If you want to do it, you'll do it. And if you don't want to do it, you won't.
Okay. You're yelling at me?
I didn't raise my voice.
Do you hear my stomach growling? Where's my salad? Anyway.
Oh, you can order it, Jen.
You didn't order it yet? Oh, my God.
No, they're right here.
That is so depressing! Fuck!
Oh, my God.
I'm thick on my business. I'm thick on tomorrow. I'm not telling people what's happening tomorrow.
Oh, right.
I'm so excited.
I almost forgot.
I'm so excited. I feel like...
But can I say something?
Yeah.
You can tell people... This won't air until after it happens.
Oh, I can't tell people. No, because I don't know what's going to happen. Because I have to do a bunch of things on the back end for the official launch.
Okay. Don't tell anybody.
No, I'm not.
Okay, don't.
Anyway, I'm thick on that. I'm thick on myself.
Oh. Okay. I'm tired. Okay, this is going to sound terrible, but... If I wanted to be an Eskimo and live in the North Pole, I would go there. I am sick of this icy tundra that we're living in right now.
Well, put your fucking heat on, and maybe you wouldn't have to be reminded about it every day.
It's like, there are literal icicles coming. I can't even get the ice off my...
Yes, driving here on Sunrise Highway today, I think I almost killed someone.
I'm literally slamming the ice on my car because I'm like, how do you get this off? It's dangerous.
Ice flew off my Jeep and it's like someone swerved and I felt so bad. I wanted to pull over and be like, I'm so sorry. But like, it was fucking terrible.
Should I leave him a note from Clueless?
No, because they like swerved out of the way and I have your bridal bestie Cassidy coordinates on a bumper sticker on my car. And I thought they were going to, my biggest fear, they're going to leave a bad review about me.
Stop.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Wait, Corinne is tired about Antarctica. Keep going.
Why are you broadcasting who you are on Sunrise Highway?
I have my
bumper,
my sticker on my car.
I can't.
No, that's good marketing. I got 4 inquiries. Like people are like, hey, so you're driving a Robert Moses. I'm like, oh shit, here we are.
That's great. I don't want people to know who I am.
No, I know. And now I'm like, do I take it off? Because what if I like fucking flip off someone, which I do. And I'm like, I'm like, that's my biggest fear. People are like, hey, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Should I take it down?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Next.
How are you going to legitimately let out your anger when people know who you are? That's like where I do my best yelling in my car.
We're doing best work.
What's wrong with you? Fucking turn it on yellow. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway. All right. Go ahead. What's your...
So, yeah. So, that's my tired this week. Listen, I get it. We live in New York. It's cold. I'm aware of it. But it is frigid. And there's an ice skating rink outside the back door of the store right now.
It's only one day. I feel like last year was like a whole bunch of weeks put together. It was freezing. Anyway, go ahead. What's your...
I don't know about that. But anyway. My thick is... What am I happy about this week?
It's okay if you don't have a thick. Everyone out there, too. It's okay if you're not thick on anything these days. Like,
I'm getting my period. I'm tired. I'm not really... I'll probably be thick when I get it.
How about you're thick on your towel warmer?
I am thick. It's not a towel warmer for me. It's a robe warmer. It's a robe... Just buy one.
Go put your titties in there later and you'll warm right up.
I'll have come out with, like, toasted titties. They'll be all burnt. No, anyway. I'm going to buy you one. You have to buy one.
No, I don't need more shit in my house. I'm a rage cleaner.
Here we go.
I throw out fucking... I would throw out Scarlett if I could. I'm just kidding. I threw out my social security card.
Poor Scarlett.
And then I got a new one. I had to get a new one, but I threw that. I don't care. If something sits on my fucking counter for more than a week and like it's not put away, I will throw it out.
Can I make an... I'm not going to say.
No. Do you think I have mental health issues?
I wasn't going to say that, but...
What do you even say?
My Christmas stuff is still up. What's today's date?
It's time to go.
Okay. Well, when we air this, it will probably be down, but...
There's no excuse. Make time.
Okay. I'm exhausted.
So am I.
And I like looking at it. It's giving me happiness, my tree.
Nope. Put it right down. Christmas is over.
I don't want it to go, though.
It's done. Not even a little Christmas is over. The epiphany, it's done.
Usually I take it down after the 6th.
Help your mother.
I heard your stomach that time.
Yes, please. Thank you. Do you hear it? Should I put the fucking microphone up to it?
Yes.
I'm starving. Anyway, that's it for this week.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been sun.
It's been sun and so.
It's been real fun. So, everyone. Until next time.
See you next Tuesday.